NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama thanked Democratic and Republican leaders in Washington for finally reaching an agreement. The president's remarks coming after the Senate, by a vote of 81-18, signed off on a measure to avoid a financial default and reopen the government after a 16-day partial shutdown. The president saying that once the House signs off on the measure, he'll sign it.
Once this agreement arrives on my desk, I will sign it immediately. We'll begin reopening our government immediately. And we can begin to lift this cloud of uncertainty and unease from our businesses and from the American people.
Senate passage came after several hours beyond when a deal was hammered out between Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The bill will reopen the government through January 15th and permit the Treasury to borrow through February 7th. The House, meanwhile, has taken up the measure approved earlier today by the Senate after Republicans, including Speaker John Boehner, conceded defeat in their efforts to persuade the president to engage in negotiations on the country's debt and the now three-year-old health care law. NPR's Tamara Keith has more on what's expected there.
The reality is that this could pass in the House with 200 Democrats voting for it and only about 20 House Republicans. It's likely to get more House Republicans than that. And House Speaker John Boehner has made it clear that he thinks that his members should, in fact, vote for this. We don't know what the final vote tally will be, but I don't think there's a lot of doubt about the outcome.
NPR's Tamara Keith. In a statement earlier today, Boehner said House Republicans, quote, fought the good fight but didn't win. Democrat Cory Booker has won a special election to fill New Jersey's vacant U.S. Senate seat based on local media reports. Booker, the former mayor of Newark, reportedly defeating Republican Steve Lonergan for the seat, vacated by the death of Frank Lautenberg. We got a mostly optimistic view of the economy from the Federal Reserve's closely watched Beige Book today, NPR's Dan Bobkoff reports.
Eight times a year, the Fed tells us little stories about the state of the economy. It binds these anecdotes into what's called the Beige Book. And for September and early October, the Fed says the nation's economy continued to expand at a modest to moderate pace. But growth slowed in some regions, including around Philadelphia, Chicago, and Kansas City. Overall, the Fed's contacts said they were cautiously optimistic. Consumer spending increased, but some areas say companies are nervous to hire given uncertainty about the Affordable Care Act and the government shutdown. That shutdown has left us in the dark about a lot of other government economic data lately, so this Beige Book is taking on even more importance. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News.
Group of workers most harmed by the more than two-week partial government shutdown, federal employees who in some cases got no paychecks, were able to plead their case to creditors. Some agencies were offering their employees a letter that explains to creditors the consequences of the government shutdown, asking them to be patient. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up more than 200 points to close at 15,373. The Nasdaq gained 45 points. You're listening to NPR. Six Nation talks with Iran about that country's disputed nuclear program have wrapped up, with the two sides saying progress was made. Parties also have agreed to meet in Geneva in 3 weeks to continue their discussion. European Union's top diplomat called the talks very important after Iran's foreign minister detailed what the White House said was a not previously seen level of seriousness. There's another problem with the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. A panel on the body of one of the new high-tech commercial jets fell off an Air India plane, though the airplane was able to land safely. But as NPR's David Shaper reports, this is just the latest in a series of problems for Boeing's Dreamliner.
The 787 Dreamliner is billed as Boeing's long-haul commercial airplane of the future. Made with lighter weight composite materials, the Dreamliner is much more fuel efficient than previous planes. But the Dreamliner has been beset with problems from the start, first with 4 years of production delays, and then after the plane started flying, reports of battery and electrical problems, including onboard fires. In this latest incident Saturday, a 4-foot by 8-foot panel fell off the fuselage of an Air India plane on its way from Delhi to Bangalore with 148 passengers and crew on board. Boeing is investigating. A spokesman says passenger safety was never at risk. David Shaper, NPR News.
Washington State is rolling out the rules for its newly legalized marijuana industry. The new guidelines allow up to 334 marijuana stores in the state. The law also covers a range of other issues, including security and the allowable size of marijuana plots. Both Washington State and Colorado voted last year to legalize marijuana, and supporters hope taxes from sales of marijuana to those over the age of 21 will bring in millions of dollars. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for